Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Republicans John McCain and Mike Huckabee have all campaigned in Wisconsin. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political scientist Tom Holbrook says the competition may help boost turnout above normal levels for a presidential primary in the state. He says he doesn't think cold temperatures and snow showers predicted for part of the day will push the numbers back down.
Well, you know, I think Wisconsinites are used to inclement weather in February, and they're not going to be deterred from a little bit of snow or cold or blowing winds.
Since Wisconsin is an open primary state, voters don't have to declare a political party and can vote for any one of the candidates. Professor Holbrook says with polls showing perhaps a closer contest among the Democrats, he predicts more independents will be drawn to choosing between Senators Obama and Clinton.
I would expect probably in the Democratic primary we're going to be talking about 25% or so of the votes cast will be cast by independent voters. Previous years it's been around 20%, I think, and we could expect an uptick because we've seen some trend in the past few weeks of independents increasing their presence in the Democratic primaries.
Holbrook predicts the number of people who cross parties and try to do a little mischief will be relatively small. Holbrook says he expects both Democratic candidates to win some convention delegates because it's not a winner-take-all primary on the Democratic side. Wisconsin Republicans also choose their delegates a number of ways. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.